We're here today at the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Convention talking with Jimmy Musick, who is the Vice President of the National Association of Wheat Growers. So, Jimmy, with your involvement with the NOG Association, what's been going on lately? I understand you had a meeting on the U.S. Wheat Associates side there in Baltimore.
Yeah, we did, and it was a great meeting. Our relationship with U.S. Wheat is very good, and we're proud of that. We really are looking forward to working with them as we build those export markets. And I really do believe we've got a new Secretary of Agriculture and hopefully even a president that he talks a great deal about trade, and we're looking forward to that push coming on for trade for wheat, and we think it'll happen.
So, you know, one thing that's been big in the news right now is NAFTA. I'm sure they've been keeping you up to date on all the developments there. What's the latest that you've heard?
Well, the latest I've heard is that they're in process of studying it, going to renegotiate it and make it better.
And I know that yesterday the Mexican government came out with some of their priorities that are really in line with what the U.S. has come out saying that their priorities are. Are you encouraged by that, that there's going to be, an efficiency to these talks, that it'll get done and there won't be any harm to what agriculture has gained through the agreement?
Well, I think so. And I think we have a Secretary of Agriculture that's on board with those issues and those challenges. And I think he's going to be able to step in there and step up to the plate and make things much better for our export markets.
And I'm sure that plays into these upcoming farm bill negotiations as well. Purdue has said that he is going to be agriculture's biggest advocate for that. And I'm sure you all will be working with his staff and everybody else in the industry to try and make those talks go smoothly.
We already have been, and we're really looking forward to our secretary sitting down with us and going over the issues and being able to work towards us the problem of solving those issues. And they're out there, and we know they are, and we want to be a part of the solving the problems, not part of the problem.
And so to that end, what are some of the NOG Association's priorities they're looking for specifically for the wheat industry there in that farm bill?
Well, one of the main issues that we have that we don't ever plan on getting away from, and that's protection for the farmers, and crop insurance is not slightly important, it's very important. And we've already gone out on board saying that we absolutely have got to have crop insurance, and we hope it's improved, and that we have a lot of support for that across the country with the legislators and the other ag commodity groups. So we think it'll happen, and we absolutely have to have the crop insurance part of it.
And so both chairmen of the Senate and House Ag Committees have been very vocal that they are in support of keeping that crop insurance in place despite a lot of the attacks that have come through on the other side.
Absolutely, and we have a working relationship with those chairmen, and as our, some of our wheat growers are their friends and our people, their constituents. And so we're looking forward to having that relationship and building on it and making it better for the farmers.
Mm-hmm. Aside from trade, is there any other policy issues you guys are working on towards heading into the last half of this year?
We always are concerned about EPA issues and what's going to happen there. And we think our new EPA Administrator, Scott Pruitt, is going to be really very helpful for us. And we want sound science-based decisions, and we don't want shooting off the hip and just because it sounds good, someone deciding that we don't have a chemical out there that's usable because somewhere down the road it created a problem for somebody that got about 500% more of the product than they were supposed to, trying to come up with a negative on it, because there's lots of good products out there, and we need to keep those products, and we need to be able to have access to those.
You know, we've heard from several speakers today here at the convention. What's been some of your takeaways from today so far?
I think everybody's on board with talking about wheat varieties and have varieties that not only yield better, but one of the most important things we want to do, we want to have a quality product too, a product that'll bake well and it's nutritious and healthy for the folks that out there that consume those products.
And it seems like we're on the right track for that.
I think we are, absolutely. Dr. Carver's done a great job of that, and we're looking forward to the new varieties and new things he has out there.